Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. How can I help you? Yep. Okay, Okay. What was that? Sorry, what's the bird's name? So it's just, sorry, did you say the bird was here, did you say? Oh, sorry. Okay. So there's just a little, does it look like, yeah, maybe dried blood, did you say? Okay. Does he seem like normal otherwise, or do you think he's okay? Sick. Yeah, is he going for a bit of a molt or anything? It could be like a blood feather or something. You can feel free to like send us a picture if it's easy enough to see what's going on in a picture. Yeah, you can always send that just to see. You can't see any like sort of like open wound, or is it a bit hard to like, can you handle him to check? Okay. Yeah, it could be like a blood feather or something. It doesn't look like he's had – is there potential that he's like smashed into like a cage or something and he's maybe hit? Is it like on the keel bone, like that bone, or is it more on the side? Okay. Sometimes they can, if they have a bit of an injury sometimes, because that bit kind of pokes out, they can get a bit of a – even like a graze or something if they've potentially flown into something or bumped it. Or it could, yeah, it could be a feather or he's plucked it or something itself. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they could have had a bit of a tussle and then he's maybe hurt himself. It's a pretty big... It'd be a pretty big, like, unless there's something, is there something rough he's maybe scratched it on in there or not really? Okay. Yeah. Well, what you can do is you can either like monitor and yeah, feel free to send those pictures. But if you're able to maybe check if there is some, we just worry if it is an open wound, if any sort of obviously an infection or anything. So you can always, yeah, if you're able to have a close look or take a good photo, we can have a check and then, yeah, kind of determine whether or not he needs to come in to have that looked at. Maybe some antibiotics if that's needed, but hopefully it's just like a little blood feather or something. But if he doesn't seem bothered by it, hopefully it's nothing really major. Okay, you can definitely, yeah, if you're, even though it's a bit stressy for him, if you're able to, yeah, have a good look just to make sure there is no, I mean, it could just be something else, I guess. He got a bit of, like, vomit on there or something like that, which is still, like, a bit unusual as well. But as long as there's nothing, like, gaping open or anything, we don't want to risk infection. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to, yeah, do that, yeah, either send us a picture or not, or just monitor how he's going. And if he seems to not be himself, maybe arrange an appointment. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, have a good look and Yeah, maybe if you, yeah, if you want to keep him away from his little mate, or just in case he's got something on there, we don't want him to hurt himself more. Yeah. Yes. Well. Oh, okay. Usual, yeah, I know what you mean, like the budgie, yeah. Eggs. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely that time of the year for a lot of birds. So, yeah, if you want to just keep an eye, try and have a good look at it, and then, yeah, if there's a big sore or something there, yeah, maybe give us a call. You may need some antibiotics or something like that. Okay, good luck. Hopefully it's nothing. No worries. Have a nice night.
Bye.